Hi, I'm Katie and welcome to the NTU podcast, the number one place for you to find out everything there is to know about life at Nottingham Trent University. Today's episode is all about postgraduate student life and I've got a fantastic panel here today to talk about it all with us and find out a little bit more. So Molly, over to you to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Molly. I study my undergrad here and I also am studying my master's here whilst also working full time at Nottingham Trent Student Union as VP postgraduate.
She's a busy girl. Working at Sudden, I love it. Amazing. Thanks for that, Molly. And over to you, Manny.
Hi, I'm Manny, and I'm studying Advertising and Marketing Communications Masters here at NTU.
Perfect. And as you are both kind of aware, as studying and studied Masters and Postgraduate Study here at NTU, you know that student life is such a huge part of your postgraduate experience, whether that's making friends, finding out things to do in Nottingham, taking parts in societies and sports. There's so much that goes on to your learning outside of your classroom. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. So everything that I've just chatted through, obviously there's a lot going on in postgraduate student life, whether that's keeping on top of your coursework, taking part in extracurricular. It's really interesting to hear how you both kept yourself motivated in those times and also looked after yourself. So Molly, if I go to you first to just hear a little bit of tips and tricks about how you looked after yourself during your postgraduate course.
I think some of my tips and tricks are that you really look after yourself within that period, whether that's going to the gym, making sure you're socializing with your friends, joining societies, sports clubs, keeping fit during that period. But also when it came to the actual university, work with your course mates. We very much collaborated a lot of the time, worked with each other, and if there were any issues we went straight to the course leads and like got the answers straight rather than figuring it out for ourselves.
Yeah, so lean on your support network, whether that's your course mates or lecturers or anything like that. Manny, have you got any experiences or things you can talk about where your course mates have really supported you during your studying?
Obviously as part of my course, we have quite a few group projects and we have quite a small cohort as well. So it's been very nice, like throughout this year almost, to just work together and on top of like building obviously our portfolio, like career wise for the future, but also building these connections that are both professional, but also personal. So you do make friends as well. And you do have that support network that you do need during your studies.
That's really interesting to hear. I'd also love to hear a little bit more about how you found balancing student life and postgraduate study in your time at NTU.
Yeah, so I like to keep busy. I obviously study, I work alongside that, and I do have a lot of hobbies. And something that I think it's really important when you keep like when you lead such a busy life is time management. And I think NTU is really good in terms of scheduling your timetables and making sure that you know in advance when your assessments will be so that you can plan ahead. And I always make sure that I have enough time and enough energies for whatever I want to get involved in ahead of time. So if I know I have an assessment coming up, for example, I know that in that week or in that period, I will focus a bit more on studying and a bit less on my social life. As long as I keep a balance between everything, because it is important. You can't focus solely on study or solely on work or solely on your social life, obviously.
No, you really don't want to avoid getting yourself burnt out and spending that time with other, you know, connections or interests is how you can really sort of keep your cup full, especially in really stressful times. So that's really great advice and really great to hear that. So as you both mentioned, studying undergraduate as well, maybe at NTU or not NTU, I'd be really interested to hear, and I'm sure our listeners would be as well, of what the differences you found between your student life sort of as undergraduate and postgraduate. So Manny, if I come to you first, if that's okay.
Yes. So as I mentioned earlier, obviously the cohort is smaller compared to undergraduate study. So you do feel a more collaborative kind of environment with your classmates and more connected compared to, you know, the bigger classes that you would have in undergraduate studies.
That's really interesting. What about you, Molly?
So I would say it's definitely way more independent. You're in seminars less and in lectures less, but I would also say because it's something I've chosen to do, I really do prefer it. But also I'm specialising in a career that I'm really looking forward to do in the future.
We've chatted just then about how it's really important to rely on your support network around you, whether it's course mates and lecturers, but particularly thinking about how to build those connections with course mates. It's a kind of a worry that I find for a lot of students that may be coming to the university for the first time or are going from UG to PG but are still meeting new people, that it can be quite nerve-wracking, you know, making those new connections. So I'd love to hear your advice or how you really approached branching out when you were on your postgraduate courses to, you know, make those new connections? Emma, if I come to you first.
Yeah, so I think I was lucky that I was an undergrad here and then moved on to postgrad, but still my course was completely different, didn't know anybody really on it. So I still had to put myself out there and meet new people. And I think because you're all in the same boat, everyone's quite receptive at meeting new people and being friends. But yeah, no, if say your course is quite small, you can also meet people through societies and sports clubs. That's a great way of how I met people through the Law Society, and you all share quite similar interests and hobbies. So it's a great way to meet people through there.
And am I right in thinking there is also a postgraduate society that people can join?
Yeah, there's a postgraduate society, and you've got people from PhDs to just postgraduate taught as well in those societies. So as well as like doing weekly events, it's quite fun learning what they're doing and collaborating with them.
Building the network.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And then Manny, from a perspective of somebody who joined NTU as a postgraduate, I'd love to hear your tips and tricks and advice.
Yeah, obviously I came to Nottingham for the master, so it was a bit different for me. Like I didn't know anyone in the city. So I think what I did was just throwing myself in different opportunities. I was lucky that NTU organized quite a few different postgraduate events to network with the community at NTU. And also there are so many sports and societies, as Molly mentioned. And I joined the drama society that led me to make so many friends and so many different things to do that are really fun. And obviously on top of the things that the university itself offers, Nottingham itself has so many communities that you are able to join for any type of interest. So whatever fills your cup, you can find something for it.
Not being biased, but I personally think that Nottingham is a great student city. Not sure about you both. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So obviously both studying undergraduates in whether it's a different city or in Nottingham, I'd love to hear your thoughts about what it feels like to be a student, a postgraduate student specifically, studying in Nottingham. What's your favourite things to do? What would you recommend? Any hidden gems? I'd love to hear it. Manny, I'll go to you first.
Yeah, so I am a big foodie. So one thing that I love in Nottingham is all the different restaurants and cafes that you can find, all the different cuisines as well. And so many of them offer different student offers based on the day of the week. So that's always a great bargain.
Love a bargain. And I think also student discounts help you try things that you maybe wouldn't have tried before. Because if you see, oh, that's got a good offer on that day, you go and try places. I think it's an amazing way to just expand your palate as such. Molly, what about you?
Likewise with Manny, amazing food, amazing restaurants, amazing like drink places. But also we've got the Motorpoint Arena, which hosts loads of different gigs and concerts. So you see amazing artists coming up here. Whereas on a sunny day, you can just go take a walk around Arboretum or Woollerton Park, and they're quite scenic just to chill and have a calm day to yourself.
So one thing that I really find about being a student at Nottingham Trent University and also a staff member now is that a lot of things that the university do are really collaborative with Nottingham as a city, whether that's displaying student works in the contemporary, for example, for any sort of degree shows or art courses, as well as putting on events at other kind of buildings in Nottingham. It's a really great way to sort of see the city while still also being engaged with your course, and it's a really sort of nice collaborative feel.
With the Drama Society at NTU, I was cast in the play, the yearly play, and it was performed at Nottingham Arts Theatre in Hockley in the city centre. So that was just one of the many nice experiences of being part of NTU and how NTU collaborates a lot with the city, with Nottingham itself.
Nottingham Trent Student Union is very collaborative as well with Nottingham and the city as a whole. We have weekly events ranging from within the Students Union or venues within the city. We have the weekly nights like Quids Night. We have like Rock City, Stealth Night, Unit 13 Night. So it is really inclusive, and we try and work together as a university, as a Students Union, as a city to make sure that students and people and the locals around feel welcomed.
Hearing you talk about Nottingham Trent Students Union is really interesting because it's obviously such a big part of all student experience here at NTU. But I'd particularly like to hear more about how your role at VP Postgraduate can support our postgraduate students for whether it's not you in the role anymore or next year. Like, how does that role kind of help students?
So I ran for VP Postgraduate. So I represent postgraduate and international students on anything academically or just the wider university experience. So anyone in my role going forward will always look out for the best interest of postgraduates. And we do this through gathering feedback in our course rep assembly. So anyone can really apply to be a course representative and advocate for issues on their course. And then what we do is we arrange course rep assemblies where we gather this feedback and relay this to staff or relay this to higher up staff within the university.
So you are an elected member to hear the student voice and also put it into action.
Yes.
Amazing. As you're both very much aware, a postgraduate course at NTU usually lasts about a year. And obviously there can be so many things that people want to get involved in that year, whether it be sports, societies, part-time roles, maybe even some work experience. And obviously it's a short amount of time to fit all that in. But what would you two say are your key things that you would want to get involved if you could do it all again, just to make sure you got the most out of your postgraduate course? Molly, I'll go to you first.
Yeah, so I would say just plan ahead, like try... Get your once you get your timetable, see what day you're here, try go to Freshers Fair because they have so many societies and sports clubs in which you can get involved with. And just because you're here for a year doesn't mean that you don't have to still get involved with it. I think that's the main thing, is you think you're here for a year, you just need to focus on your degree, which yes, you do need to focus on your degree. But I'd say massively, like, get involved, make the most out of NTU, use the employability services, use the library services for their referencing help. I think that's really key to make sure that you do well academically, but also well socially.
And Manny?
Yeah, and just to add to that, I would say just throw yourself out there because a year goes really fast. So if there's anything on your mind that you'd like to try, this is your chance. It's a one in a lifetime opportunity, you know, to study a master's at NTU. Like, you have all the society, as you mentioned, like the Freshers Fair. So yeah, just throw yourself out there and have fun.
It's been so great to hear about all your different tips and tricks and also your own experiences of student life on a postgraduate course at NTU. But I'd just love to know, you know, a summary of how you feel the student life really added to your experience and also added to actually what you learned in your course and then leading on to your graduation afterwards.
Yeah, I think one of my main highlights is the amount of skills that I've built throughout this year. And these are both like professional skills and personal skills. Obviously, from my course, I develop like skills that will help me in my career, but also academically if I decide to continue with a PhD, for example, while personally with the societies and all the opportunities that I was able to get involved in. I think I've really grown as a person in a relatively short amount of time.
And is there any specific examples of that that you stick in your head?
One of my assessments, I had to develop a campaign for WHO and it was focused on ageism, but I could focus on whatever topic I wanted to. And I found an area that I'm really, really interested in, and that made me decide to pursue a more research project as part of my final project for my course, which is something that I'd never thought about before. But it's definitely a highlight because it really made me reassess what my interests and my priorities were. Mm. And it made things that I never thought before come up. So yeah, that's my highlight.
Amazing. Thanks, Manny. Molly?
Well, Manny took the words right out of my mouth. Literally helped me develop both professionally and personally. I think I've gained so many opportunities from NTU and NTSU that I wouldn't have been able to do without it.
Amazing. And is there any specific example, whether that's a sport or a society or maybe something that you took part in Nottingham that you can think of that's really pushed that forward for you?
I think the one thing that I wanted to develop more was my confidence, and I very much did that at Nottingham Trent University. I took part in the freshers team and was a part of a society committee. I think that really just excelled my confidence, and I was able to speak to people, and hence why I'm in the role now. I was able to do that because of all the skills I've gained.
Amazing. Well, thanks both of you. That is all we have got time for today on the NTU podcast, but it's been fantastic having you both here to learn more about postgraduate life at NTU, specifically what you can get involved in outside of your courses. So thank you so much for coming. Have you enjoyed your day on the NTU podcast?
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you.
Join us next time here on the NTU podcast for everything there is to know about NTU. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.